Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Real Untouchable Podcast with me, Ray Diggs. I want to talk about, as you all know, it's about to go down, the undisputed welterweight showdown between Terrence Bud Crawford and Errol the True Spence on July 29th. These two fighters will finally meet for the undisputed welterweight belts are all on the line. And I'm so excited because this fight right here supposed to have been happening. But guess what? It's better late than never. This is the biggest fight since Floyd Mayweather went up against Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. And these two fighters right here was already over the hill when they faced off against each other. This fight right here is going to pretty much show us
This is the biggest fight.
It's the face of boxing right now. Who is the face of boxing? Is it Errol the Prince? Is it Errol the True Spence? Is it Terrence Bud Crawford? Who is the face of boxing? Coming in, the tales of the tape. What we need to know. As you all know, like I just said, it will be Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. July 29th on pay-per-view. Make sure you tune in. Like I said, this right here is the biggest fight since Mayweather versus Pacquiao. As you all know, these two fighters has been, they made this fight happen for us, the fans. Let's talk about Errol the True Spence first. Errol Spence comes in as the unified champion. He had three belts, while Terrence Crawford had only one. The Truth comes in at 28-0. 22 knockouts. The man is a power puncher. I seen him beat people up. I seen him go to Manchester, England and face Kell Brooks and stop him. Made him quit. I seen him beat Ugos. Make the doctor stop the fight. And this man, Errol Spence, has been through hell and back. And he still is dominating. He beat the Sean Porters. He beat the Danny Garcias. He beat everybody that they put in front of him. He comes in. He's a big welterweight, as you all know. He's 147 pounds. But, hell, Errol might walk around at 160. He have a 72-inch reach. He's 33 years old. He's a southpaw. That's Errol Spence. Now, let's talk about the other champion, which is Terrence Bud Crawford. Terrence Crawford comes in at 39-0 with 30 knockouts. He's a small welterweight. He walks around at maybe 148, 150, maybe. He reminds me of Floyd Mayweather because he go to count at his natural weight that he's boxing at. He's the former 140-pound undisputed champion, looking to be a two-time undisputed champion. His reach is 74. He had the longest reach out of him and Errol. And he's a southpaw, but he's a switch. He can switch. And also, he's 35 years old, but he's a younger 35. You can't tell that he's 35 years old by the way he destroyed people. Now, let's talk about the boxing ability when it comes to these two. Boxing ability, I'm going to say is even. Both of these fighters are really good. Both of these fighters can fight. Like I said, I've seen Errol Spence stop people. I've seen Terrence Crawford stop people. I've seen Terrence Crawford stop people that Errol Spence didn't stop. Errol Spence didn't stop Sean Porter. But Terrence Crawford did. You see? So, but Errol... You know, and to be honest, the Crawford fight was really close. It was really close until the end. And I've also seen where Terrence Crawford was losing, and then he ended up stopping the Sean Porter. Because I had him down against Sean Porter. And then he ended up stopping him. When it comes to punching power, I'm going with Errol Spence. And that is something that I'm scared of right there. Is Terrence Crawford going to try to show us that he got that dog in him? We know you got the dog in you, Terrence. But we know this. If you just sit back and box, I think that he can win a 12-round decision easily. Or he can counterpunch and catch Errol with something and drop him. But if he goes into this fight and he try to go and meet in the middle of that ring with Errol Spence, I'm telling y'all, Errol will do damage. Errol will beat his body up. He's a body puncher. He's going to come in there. He's going to hit you at the body. He's going to hit you in the body early. He's going to hit you often. And then in the later rounds, he's going to take your heart away from you. Now, Terrence Crawford comes in and he actually box and move around like a Floyd Mayweather. I think he can beat him over 12 rounds because he's the better boxer, I think. I think just Terrence Crawford is the better boxer to me. But when it comes to power, Errol Spence is on another level. Yes, he's on another level. Now let's talk about the defensibility. Neither one of these fighters have defensibility. But if I had to pick one, Errol get hits a lot. Ugos was actually hitting Errol. Ugos actually, I mean, you can say that, you know, they stopped the fight, but he knocked him back. Errol get hits a lot. Terrence Crawford gets hit as well when he want to show you that he got dog in you, When he want to show you that he got dog in you, yes, that's when Terrence Crawford actually gets hit. But Terrence Crawford actually is an okay defensive fighter. But neither one of them is just world class. Ain't neither one of them like a Floyd Mayweather or Pernell Whitaker. Neither one of them are like that. You know, they're just average. So I'm going to put that as even. The X factor in this fight is, like I said, Errol Spence, how will he fight? Will he fight like he did Ugos? Will he fight like he did Sean Porter and come after him? Or will he be a boxer like he did against Garcia? That is the thing. And this fight is so... Man, I just get so excited when I talk about this fight because you have two world-class fighters. But not only is the fighters world-class, their trainers are world-class. On one side, you have Bo Mack. And then you got Derrick James for Spence side. So you got amazing all the way around. You got the boxers and you got the trainers. So these two fighters are going to come in with the best game plan. Derrick James got champions everywhere. But I will say this. If I had to pick a trainer, I would probably go with Bo Mack because I've watched Bo Mack switch, you know, change around a game plan. And I think I'm not going to say he's the better trainer. I think he's the better game planner. But both of these trainers are A+. Both of them are. You can't go wrong with neither one of them. And that is why this fight is so, that's why I think this fight is going to come down to, it's going to be a 12th round. Who really want it? That's how I think this fight is going to come down between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. Because these two fighters both have dog. The X factor is this: how will Errol box? Game plan. Will he come in and try to box? Will he come in and try to box or will he come in and try to brawl? Same thing with Terrence Crawford. Will Terrence Crawford box like the athlete that we know he can be? Will he switch it up? Go from southpaw to orthodox? Will he continue to do that? If he does that, I think that Terrence Crawford can win an easy 12-round decision. But if he come in and he want to meet Earl in the middle of that ring and show that he got dog in him, he could get dogged out. He could get stopped. And that's why I think Bo Mack is going to have a hell of a game plan when it comes down to it. I think these two is going to figure out. They're going to try to figure each other out the first four or five rounds. But I won't. But this is what I will say: Terrence Crawford, do not allow Earl to get you down early. So if you come into this fight and Earl gets you down early, he's going to have to figure something out. He's going to have to figure something out. And the reason why is because if he gets too far down, if he gets first, let's just say the first four or five rounds, he's down by a lot, you know, down five rounds. I think Earl is just going to sit back and box and dominate him over 12 rounds. So I expect for him to come into this fight and I expect for him to come into this fight and actually fight. I don't expect for him to sit back. I don't expect for him to allow to, I don't expect for him to allow Earl to get comfortable. I expect for Terrence to make it very uncomfortable and move and actually box. Do something to Earl Spence that nobody has ever done. Box him. Box him. Show him who's the better boxer, the complete boxer. Because I think the Terrence Crawford is the more complete fighter. And that's what I expect for Terrence Crawford to do. And Earl Spence, I expect for Earl Spence to try to make it uncomfortable. And if he do, it can be a long night for Bud. But if Bud comes in and box, like the boxer we know he can be, he can make it very uncomfortable for Earl. And that's how I think this fight is going to go. I'm not going to give you all my prediction tonight, because we're going to continue to talk about it for the rest of this week and next week leading up into the fight. But I will give you all my prediction soon. Just know it's going to be a surprise on who I think is going to win this fight. Hey, but thank you all. Like I said again, Earl the Truth Spence versus Terrence Bud Crawford for all the marbles. All the belts are on the line, undisputed at welterweight. This is the first time in the history of the four belt era that you will have an undisputed champion. And depending on how this fight goes, if it's a one-sided fight, whoever wins most likely is going to be the face of boxing, and they're probably going to move up to another weight class, maybe 154, and challenge at 154 for undisputed. And that is why this fight right here is one of the best that we're going to ever see. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of the Real Untouchable Podcast with Ray Diggs. Hey, peace, and have a blessed night. Peace.